Welcome to the world of Valor Ties That Bind, an actual play tabletop podcast. Chapter 53, Frozen Love, Part 5. So, last time was very exciting for all of you. You guys faced the serial killer, Nate Cloven, and you pushed him off of a cliff where he died.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Sorry, we say it like that.
Yeah. He was throwing hostages off the cliff first.
Yeah.
You know, had an entire climactic battle ready to go, and then you guys just killed him, you know? Mm-hmm. It's shades of killing the Vapar Bane in part one of The World of Alan.
Well, you know what?
You know, he was set to become a recurring villain. He was going to follow you guys back and then terrorize you.
The thing is, don't throw people off a cliff, and then it's just like, you're right next to the cliff, my guy. You reap what you sow. You like, still throw people off a cliff.
Like, you're not, like, tied off somewhere?
Yeah, man.
Like, you're just living by this cliff, throwing people off, and you don't think anyone else will get the same idea?
You don't have to be late or nothing?
So, your suspicions about Eliza were correct. She is some type of royalty, the princess of the mountain tribe, the children of the Titan. All of the tribes people that you guys have been fighting, I've gotten to fights with, they're kind of doing this outside of their control because Nate took the princess.
I get it.
But Eliza also tells you that yes, someone has found the fractured chasm. And yes, the fractured chasm has been like kind of watched over by the children of the Titan. She did not explain more than that. But there is a wizard that has taken over the tribe at the summit of the mountain. Unfortunately, the very place you guys have to go.
Mm-hmm.
And before you guys left, Farrah decided to make a deal with Eliza and the children of the Titan.
So, hi, it's me, Vera. I don't know if you remember. I'm a princess, you know, no biggie. So, Vera sent Ruko and Damien to escort Eliza back to the city of Drake because I decided to put her in charge of the province because of the Duke's corruption and treason. So, essentially, hopefully that kind of mitigates some of the, like, oversight on that part. And she will, like, she's less willing to take bribes or whatever Boro's offering her to in consideration, you know. And we also just saved her, so you know, maybe she likes us a little bit more.
Yeah.
But she won't treason against us. What's the other term of treason?
Betray us!
Just regular betrayal. Treason is like a country. Betrayal is just personal. But yeah. So that's what I've done.
Nice. I thought you were saying that there's a country called treason. I
was no, like,
yeah, me too.
Ain't no country I ever heard of.
No. She won't betray us, hopefully. And hopefully we can get some protections for the mountain people, the children of Titan, you know. Children of the Titan?
Yeah.
The children of the Titan.
You know? Got it.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Doing princess stuff.
Yeah, I got a point of inspiration.
Nice.
Everyone put a G in the chat. I don't know
how
to do it. GG.
Put a G in the chat.
I don't watch streamers. Do whatever you do in the chat when a streamer goes.
Press F for respect.
Put your hearts up.
Anymore.
Send me a fire emoji.
So.
Give me your energy.
Spirit bomb.
So, you guys are... Sorry, there's a lot of papers here. I didn't know where the stapler was.
That's really funny.
Found the paper I was looking for. The stapler's not up here. I think it's downstairs.
I just saw the stapler.
So. You guys get back on the road. You guys kind of ask Ivan, no, sorry, not Ivan, you're here. Ruko and Damien to escort Eliza back to the town of the city of Drake.
Mm-hmm.
So leaving Ivan, Ziomaris, Vera, and Victorino.
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 So You guys continue your journey. It's been several hours of walking up this mountain. It's been an easier journey for you guys, and so I'm going to have you guys roll a constitution, but that DC has been lowered because you guys are allowing Victorino to lead the pack, and he's been up this mountain a lot lately. So, I just need a 10.
Well, I gave you a nat 20, so there you go. Uh-huh. I'm refreshed.
I want to use my dice. I don't want to use...
20!
You still want to use your dice?
I still would like to use my dice.
I got a 13.
Okay, so you guys are doing well. Ivan has fallen to the back, but, you know.
Thank you, hon.
So, you guys have entered kind of a strange mountain pass within the Mountains of Love. 6 unusual humanoid statues of ice dot the snowy landscape. This is a thing that Ruko told you guys about earlier. It is attached to the local legend about wizards. According to the story, wizards who fail the final test of the Wizard Collective cults are banished and turned into ice statues cursed to protect the wizard spire, their hideout for all eternity. And so, right now, those statues are just there. Are you guys going to continue across the mountain pass?
So, all the statues, just there.
Mm-hmm.
Just chilling.
So, we're trying to...
I'm going to spirit goggle it. I'm going to spirit goggle it up. Well, what's happening with those statues?
Because, funny enough, I was going to ask if I should just, like, kind of melt them. Would that
maybe
do anything?
Not yet.
No, it's fair. I don't want to fight more wizards.
Yeah, because, like, there's a chance that...
It's just activating it, right?
Yeah.
Activation!
You don't see nothing. They like statues.
Like,
oh.
You don't see any magic running through them or anything.
Oh, there's so no magic. Just... Is it just pure ice all the way down?
That's
or
what
it...
you see.
That's what I see?
That's what you see.
What do I smell? What do I feel?
Taste.
What do I taste?
Lick the ice.
No. It's going to be done. Fall forward, Asia. The cartoons have prepared me for this.
But Xeomars hasn't prepared for this. Xeomars licks the ice.
Really?
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
Wait a second. That was Asia. Wait, I gotta think. Nah, Xeomars would not lick that ice. That's nasty. I take it back. I'm sorry. Xeomars didn't lick the ice.
Okay.
So should we burn these bodies? Because they're still bodies.
Not technically. It's like... It's looking like ass all the way down.
Because, like, does Xeo, like, relay that he hasn't seen anything with his spirit goggles?
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant when it said it looks like guy subtle.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Very good.
Then, yeah, then it's like...
You know, it was vernacular.
Yeah, if there's no magic running through them, then...
No, but the thing is, it's just like the fact that they have their bodies.
It's ice all the way
down. Oh, okay. Well, never mind.
It's ice in the shape of a body.
The local legend said they were bodies, but that's like... It was presented as a local legend.
That's fair.
Are there any... I'm going to investigate this thing. I want to investigate.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, fire was the key to getting to the Fractured Chasm. Who knows if fire can be the key for something else here? Because are the statues in any specific, like, layout or, like, pattern? Or are they just kind of...
No, they're just all, like, dotting the landscape.
Okay.
Huh.
They're like... So how's that 7 doing?
No, you don't. They just look like ice statues.
Well, I'm ready to move on.
You know what? Wait a second. What am I doing? Nature. Oh, that was a nat 20.
Ah!
I'm going to talk to nature. I'm going to ask them what's up with these statues.
So, you're trying to talk to nature. It will not speak to you.
Oh. Ooh. Is it like, am I getting a, we're not loud or a...
You're getting a wall.
Oh, there's a wall. Xeomars really is such.
Oh. If you're not getting communication from them, do you think these...
They were silenced.
Oh, no, that's one possibility. Ivan was thinking is, like, are they... Because we know that this is, like, wizard territory, if they are ordered not to speak to druids...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, if they're, like, scared or just shut off entirely from that, like, line of communication.
Is it, like... it feels like a wall, or is there like a magical wall I can like analyze?
No, it feels like a wall. Like if you were to open the door and there was just a wall there. Oh. Like there's not much you can do past that.
That's fair. That's fair. You know, I could punch it, but you know. Ah! No, I'm kidding.
Punch the wall.
If you yell.
I'm going to try to brute force this.
Mm-hmm. By just walking past them?
No, I mean, is there physically a wall? Like, can I not? I'm sorry. I thought the wall is metaphorical. Can we not just walk past the statues?
No, yeah, you can still walk past the statues.
I thought it was metaphorically busting through the wall of communication between me and the spirits.
So you're going to nature harder.
I got a nat 20. I don't know how much harder I can nature, honestly. I was going to arcanely investigate before we get ourselves into a place where, you know, spirit's not going to work as well. Mm-hmm. How's it, 15?
It seems pretty normal.
Nothing about this is normal. All right. There's something else. I just don't. On the spot, I'm not sure what else to do. I've investigated. I've shared my findings, be that as it may. That was it. That was the end of my sentence.
Okay, I'm writing notes.
You guys just want to walk there?
Yeah.
I don't trust it. There's something up with this.
Can Ivan, like, try to perceive his surroundings through, like, hearing and see if there's like anything, because like if we can't communicate with nature, is there something else that we could hear in our vicinity?
Sure, roll a perception.
I'm also gonna roll a perception, you know.
I'm also gonna roll a perception.
It's over.
But like hear base, because I gotta
wait, I think how's I have that? Advantage. No, I don't.
12 perception looking.
So far, you don't really hear anything.
I got a 1.
Ah! Dang, Poppy.
You definitely don't hear anything. You just think, like, everything's normal and not weird at all.
Okay, so I got a 13.
Wait a second. Victorino is right there. Sorry, Sam got 13.
No,
that's
it. No. Hey, Victorino. You've been through this area a lot before, right?
Well, I actually haven't been this far before.
You feel anything different since you, like, been around these parts?
Feels the same. Victorino's not a good druid.
Mm. But he graduated.
I introduced that concept with him.
I know. I thought he'd be able to roll.
I can roll for him.
This is your moment, Victorino. You could be a good druid.
It all seems fine.
There's something not right here. I'm going to look at that statue again. We're going to arcane investigate. If that doesn't work, I'm going to use every skill that I have a plus to ever.
What if I just destroy the statues?
There's plenty. You might. I wonder if, like, they also. If it's true that they're. No, because, like, Z already said that they're just ice.
I don't know if there's a tripwire under it or something, is what I was worried about.
I was thinking, like, surveillance.
Mm. The thing is, that's fair. You guys could roll. My investigate was not super high. Neither was my arcana investigate.
Okay, so look, I guess
so
we'll
now
just...
I'm going to nature investigate. Asia, just all the rolls? Whatever. Wait a second. Let me think of this. You guys roll. You guys go.
Okay, so I got a 19.
Which one was that?
It was Arcana.
You don't see anything.
Okay. Well, I say it's pretty safe, guys. We did every possible check. We got above a 10, which is usually the...
An illusion? Am I in a dome right now? Am I right now inside the wizard spire?
There is, like, a wizard's, like, outlook.
Release! How would you get rid of a... I'm gonna arcana check on the inside. I'm gonna arcana check myself to see if there's an illusion here. I'm sorry, Josmar. You already rolled. You go ahead. I'm taking my turn.
I was just going to try to perceive my surroundings. If there's anything suspicious, tracks, anything that's out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. Okay. That would be perception, right?
Yeah.
I have advantage on that. That's like a 12 at best.
It looks like you're just standing on ice.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
So when you say... we don't hear anything. Do we hear any nature? Do we hear, like, any animals, any scurrying, anything?
You're nearing the top of a mountain, which is just heavy winds, typically.
Are there any winds?
There's heavy winds.
The spirits won't talk to us. I'm going to do one last thing, and then, you know what? If I'm a dunce, I'm a dunce.
Also, this was for no reason. Feel free to cut this out, I guess. I don't know. Jake is like getting the face, which is like, oh, look how over cautious they are. Look at my little overly cautious hero.
We have spent 17 minutes on this.
17 minutes?
We can cut this out if need be.
There's no way.
But I did get a 18 on Arcana self-check to see if we're, you know, if your boy's illusioned or whatever.
You're not illusioned.
All right, yeah, I don't know what's happening here. It's weird. I don't trust this. Let's be careful going forward. And then, you know what, whatever. Statues, if we get ganked, I guess.
We didn't get ganked for no reason. We did multiple checks across multiple characters.
Wait a second, yo, do I got any rats up here? Can I check in with those rats?
You want to call the rats for you?
No, I just want to check in.
They haven't made it this far up.
Oh, okay, then I'm good. Then I'm good. Okay. Should I call a rat?
I wonder if the statues are the people that died fighting this wizard.
So, as you cross the area,
I should have called a rat.
The statues begin to move and creak like the sound of glass slowly breaking.
I knew I should have
slowly the statues point at all of you.
Okay.
And the ground underneath you begins to crack and turn fragile. All right. Roll a acrobatics.
I
knew I should have destroyed those things.
Dexterity.
God. 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
unnatural 20.
Wait.
Yes,
I have a 5.
Damn, babe.
I'm glad.
A 5?
Yeah.
Damn, you only had to beat a 10.
Can I give my points to the drill smart?
My remainder?
So, you're dropped into a crevice. Mm-hmm. It's only about 20 feet deep.
Oh.
So you take, but you still take 2d10 damage.
I have flying for 10 feet. If I react as I'm falling, can I just...
roll to react as you're falling.
Can you fall 10 feet and then just catch yourself?
Yes, I'm going to have them roll. Your DC is going to be like 12.
What do I add to that?
Arcana.
Oh, yeah. I have a 16.
Nice.
Nice.
I rolled an 11.
The dice heard, yeah. Oh, 12?
And you're going to keep floating?
No, it's just for that 10 feet, and then and then I just don't have any more until I land. So okay. I'm gonna try to land as quick as I can.
Yeah, okay. I'll take fall damage.
So, the rest of you guys are gonna have to start running.
Okay.
Because everywhere you step, the crevice is gonna open up.
Okay. Ooh.
And this is gonna happen 6 times. I'm sorry, 5 more times. Crevices are still opening up underneath you.
Uh huh.
So, I'm going to have you roll in acrobatics, in athletics to get out.
The thing is, I'm sorry.
Well, what's that to be?
12.
Do you have to roll anything considering it's fall damage? Or?
You guys didn't fall through.
Oh, okay.
I rolled 12 at a base.
Nice. So, you beat it. Sweet. You're able to climb out, and now all of you guys are running.
Nice.
Roll another acrobatics.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I just fly?
Yeah, you can just fly.
And can I just... there's 2 people, right? Can I just get Victorino and Vera on Samael? And then they also fly?
Mia's also here.
Dang it! Never mind. Sorry, yeah. Babe. I tried.
I'm assuming Vera's on Mia right now.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna hop on Samael then. You know. And grab Victorino, I guess. Yeah.
Can he carry Victorino?
I thought he could carry like 2 people.
You're right.
Is Victorino large?
Medium.
Then yeah, he's good.
I got a 7.
Okay, so you're gonna fall.
17.
Okay, you make it.
All right.
Well, you don't take fall damage, but Mia does.
No.
About 10 feet.
It's 20 feet.
20 feet?
Yeah, 2d10.
Can I just have her land on me, or does that still fall damage?
I guess you could.
Yeah, baby!
You can catch
her. We're using Kingdom now on Mia. I'm going to pick up Mia for a change, and she takes no fall damage.
That's funny.
And we're all stressed to get out.
I forgot about that part. My strength isn't super high.
God damn it!
So I got a 3.
Okay, now roll acrobatics.
Please, please, baby. Oh, thank God. I got a 17.
Okay. Now roll strength.
Okay.
Are they just tumbling through the air?
6.
Amazing how this happens.
So that pit is now 60 feet down.
Can I, like, grab her?
Grappling hook, maybe?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's a lot of weight.
What if
it's Mia and...
Oh, my God,
what,
right.
What if Ivan helps?
What if I tendril her? Avoid tendril.
It's still a lot of weight, isn't it?
It's magic. It's a move. It's a void. It's dark down
wait,
there.
Wait, actually, can't you walk on walls?
I can't.
What are we doing?
I'm so sorry. Well, never mind. Forget any of that happened, actually. That never happened. I
yeah,
never rolled.
Vera's scrambling for a bit, and then she remembers she can walk on
like,
walls,
oh.
And then everything's better.
Oh, God.
And so you're levitating 10 feet.
I thought I landed first. Cause
yeah,
like,
I mean, then like you're back on top, and then you're just going to levitate 10 feet.
Oh, because, like, the entire, like... Because I thought we were still running, because, like, my athletics for the run was, like, 17.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I know it's typical that I fail these rolls. I understand.
So this is actually less of a hassle for you guys. The only person who doesn't really have a way out of this is Ivan. So I'm going to force Ivan to keep
No,
Ivan's large.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the thing is, I can't hold both though, because like, I have a way to carry Ivan, but I need.
The thing
both
is,
hands.
We can just roll to help him since like
we're all
can't
stable.
We? I can't roll to help him.
No.
Can I have? Okay.
Can I
have Ivan hold on to me?
So all I'm gonna say is I'm gonna have Lilith at the ready. You know, back Ivan up. She's made of ash. You know, that's like fire and air, basically. Like, she could give a juju, you know, just in case.
Well, you should really learn 8x's grasp or something.
8x's guidance.
Is it possible to, as I'm running, talk to the ice beneath me to tell it to stop cracking?
Mm-mm.
Okay,
wait,
that's what
this
I figured.
Is all magic ice?
No.
What's up with those statues?
Or is it because of the wizard stuff, it's lifeless, and that's why you couldn't see anything before?
That's what I was thinking. Because then they just, like, take hold of the spirits instead of just bonding with them.
And so it's, like, an extension of themselves rather than...
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
They enslave the spirits, you get it.
I guess I will just keep running.
So I just need you to roll 3 more times.
Jeez.
What do I have to beat?
A 10.
A 10? Okay, so I got 1.
Okay, nice.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said you got 1.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
All right, so that's 2 in a row.
Okay. Was that a nat 20?
No. The first one was like a 13 and then 11, just at a base. That one was a 7. And so I get like a 9 in total.
So like you're almost there.
Uh-huh.
Asia, roll for help with... Here. You fall?
Can I have? Or...
No.
I have my hands
full. Oh, wait for Lilith.
Yeah. So you fall 20 feet. Roll to see if you can catch yourself again.
Arcana, right?
Yeah.
16.
Yeah, you catch yourself.
Sweet.
You don't take the damage.
Nice. I
climb out.
I'm rolling to climb out?
Yeah.
What would that be again?
That's a strength.
Strength? 18.
Okay, you make it.
Sweet.
Everyone's safe on the other side.
So I put in my notes that we were able to save everyone else except for Ivan, so he falls 60 feet.
It was 20.
20 feet. That's fine.
And the statues grow still again.
Huh. So it was a trap.
If we destroyed them, would that have done anything?
I can't give you all my secrets.
It would have. Sam was right. Put a respiration for me.
So, do you guys want to take a rest, or are you guys ready to continue going?
How long is our rest?
You can do 4 hours, you can do 8 hours.
Is anyone really, like, hurt? Did anyone, like, lose mana or anything?
Mm-hmm. No.
You lost health. You want to, like, heal up?
Did I?
No, he didn't lose any health. He was able to catch himself.
Yeah. Never mind. Well, I'm satiated.
And, like, I didn't use any mana to, like, fly, so it's like...
Oh, nice. Well, then, yeah. I guess we could keep going.
Yeah.
Nice.
I guess you could keep going.
Because of the traps, Ivan wants to be more vigilant of his surroundings.
Yeah, same. I'm also vigilant.
So Joseph said it first, so he's going to get a point of inspiration.
Wow. What a dick.
No.
Taking the point on this one, Josmar. That's fair. This is Josmar's time to shine. He said he's been in the background for too long. It's Josmar's party now.
Let's replace that mouse for you.
Squeak.
That's really funny.
Thanks.
Oh, cryptic.
You said it like that Chris guy.
Chris
James?
Yeah, that's really funny. We was about to dunk on something for not being funny.
I was just going to give this battery away.
Yeah.
Just throw it at your brother.
No, don't do that. Sorry, that happened to Derek. Is that his brother threw a battery at the other brother?
And it exploded on him.
When they were kids. You get it. Aww. Yeah, you right? There. Could you imagine having a boy? What do I even do in that situation? I gotta beat everybody.
And so they
do. You don't know how on the money you were.
The thing, I'm like, at this situation, I'm like, okay, so Derek, let that happen? You didn't call me?
Yeah, I did get blamed.
And I was like, Jonathan, you just took a battery to the face? You didn't move? You didn't fucking jive? And like, Michael, you're the oldest. Why are you throwing batteries?
You see it coming. It's like, yeah, I'll just take this.
Yeah. So it's funny because my grandmother, the wife passed away. R.I.P. My brother told me a story about how, because my brother has like a broken tooth in the front. And then he told me that he broke it like playing baseball because he like fell. And then he was running and he fell. Mm-hmm. And he didn't catch himself. And my grandma was like, oh, you fell to the thing mouth first. And my grandma's a dentist, so she could have fixed it, but she didn't.
She chose not to.
Nah, to this day he's 20. He's a 30-year-old man. Yeah. Still broken.
So the fracture.
She's petty, you know.
So wait, let me put something down.
I don't like that.
As you, so you guys, that was like the last obstacle to the summit of the mountain.
Yeah.
As you reach the summit and go into the lip of a valley. An awesome sight renders itself in front of you. It's a 3-story statue of a great bearded man made of marble and veined all over in the grooves with a glowing aura.
Wait a second.
A few hundred yards behind the statue is the entrance to the fractured chasm itself. The mine's great doors are detached and lay buried in rubble and snow, cracked and fallen. Dozens of ancient mine carts lay turned over and broken near the entrance to the mine as if vomited up by the mine itself. A scaffold surrounds the great construct, and half a dozen enslaved thralls climb the scaffold carrying chunks of rock, depositing them in a large cauldron at the top, which burns with blue fire. Elsewhere, more thralls push mine carts of rock to the base of the statue. At the top of the scaffold, a tan-skinned, red-eyed, robed man, wearing an iron crown, and white fur robes silently watches the procession. He occasionally gestures at his cauldron, heating it to just the right temperature. All around the statue are dozens of thralls, mostly a few mountain men, and what you recognize is other adventurers that were traveled up with you guys up to the Mountain of Love. Some are even dressed in the uniforms of the militia that set out to capture Nate Cloven. So roll a Arcana check.
I got a 12 with a base of 7.
Nice.
Arcana. Okay. Sorry, I moved the thing. So do you need these papers?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Arcana.
It's intelligence.
17.
Okay.
You know I got that 14, baby girl.
Okay. You notice that their eyes are a pure white. Their mind's gone. You kind of see this. And with that Arcana check, you realize that it's a variation of what a normal druidic contract is. Instead of making an equal bond, it seems that the man at the cauldron is the main casting. Essentially a slaving all of these people to their whims. Some haul rocks away from the base of the statues. The others use picks and hammers to mold the marble statue into greater detail.
Does the statue look like him?
No.
Thank God. I didn't think so. I just had to double
check. Actually, roll an investigation.
What? You said the statue had like a beard and stuff. Yeah. Did that guy have a beard?
He did not.
No. I drew him. That's what
I know. See? I didn't think he had a beard.
It could be like an ancestor.
Alright.
You're right.
It could be what ancestor. Am I perceiving?
Investigation.
I'm 13.
13.
Are you sure I can't be perceiving?
Nah.
14.
It looks like maybe like a father or an uncle, you know.
You know.
Can Ivan turn on his spirit goggles to see? Because like he imagines that if it's a variation of a druidic bond, he might be able to see some sort of link.
So you're doing your spirit goggles.
Yeah.
You know what? I was also gonna do spirit goggles, but take this one away, Ivan.
You know, so let me finish saying what everyone got on their rolls. What did you get in your arcana?
Oh, sorry.
I got a 17.
12.
14, I think.
14. So, Vera, you get that what you're looking at is some type of construct, Titan. It's huge. It's gargantuan in size.
No.
And your high roll lets you know that it seems as if they're using a pure form of Arcanite as part of the Titan. To give it some sort of special ability. You don't know what it is by then.
Okay.
Do you want to do something before Ivan does what he's about to do?
Yeah, sure. He's about to spear gauntlet up. I'm assuming my Arcana wasn't as good. Dang, the thing is, I was also gonna, my next thought was, let's spirit goggle this. But, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna roll a nature again.
That's fair.
Just to see if the area is any different. On nature? Yeah, I'm just trying to talk to a spirit nearby where we're at to see if, like, I can actually talk to them. And if so, you know, what's going on here?
You get whispers of spirits letting you know what's happening.
Dope.
It does, for you, identify the rocks that everyone's carrying as Arcanae.
Right.
And the guy at the scaffold seems to be smelting it into pure Arcanae, removing all the impurities of the mineral. That's what they give you.
All right. Thanks, bud. I'm not gonna hold you up.
There we go.
Yeah, I was talking to you. Go ahead.
So I'm gonna roll to activate Arcana to for activation.
Yeah.
Unnatural 20 to activate.
Nice, nice.
And so.
It's so funny how unnecessary it was.
It's super efficient. There's I'm not, like not, that. Not a shadow of a doubt.
The goggles on.
They're so on.
They're super on. Ivan particularly just wants to see the thralls that are working. Mm-hmm. See if like he can find like a connection of some sort. He dabbles in blood magic and hemomancy. He was like, oh, is this an ancestor? Is this like, what's the word I'm looking for? Can he tie this with like the dragon somehow?
Is this like a precursor to the magic?
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Okay.
That's fair.
No, sorry. I accidentally clicked something and then it restarted the thing and I'm like, oh. But it just like my screen went black and I'm like, okay, well, that's what I get for touching stuff.
It's a big Titan.
Also, I assume that the Titan isn't with the Mountain Men. It's just a separate construct. Or...
I think we're calling the statue the Titan.
Mm-hmm. We don't know.
We don't know. That's fair. You know, that's...
I don't know.
I called it a Titan for you guys because, for example, if you look at the map, look at the size comparison between it and you guys.
Yeah, look how tiny I am. It looks so cute.
What? Oh, okay. Huh.
Also, for whatever reason, like, my map doesn't want to load on my thing.
Dang, baby. I don't know if you want me to, like, just, like,
share with Josemar? Yeah, show. Go ahead and show Josemar.
That's where we are.
Right? Damn, there's so many thralls. Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing that I got worms enough for everybody. You get some worms. You get some worms. You get some worms.
If they all turn on us, I can do my...
Your thing?
Yeah. Nice. It's only so many people, though, but it'll be...
It's 25.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you to roll a stealth, Ivan.
Ooh, that's what I figured. What do I add to that?
Dexterity.
Dexterity, 12.
As soon as you turn on your spirit goggles,
mm-hmm.
it's like they flick on, and just like a few seconds later, all the thralls turn towards you.
Eesh. Well.
Ooh.
And so. Okay. In the few seconds that.
Pause, your virus is not turning on your spirit goggles!
In the few seconds, did I gleam any information
about?
Please, I need help. I need an edge up.
Not quite, but they all see you.
They all see me, so I'm turning them off now. Turning them off, and I'll tell the others. I've got to change locations stealthily, because they now.
Can we also just notice them looking at us?
It's just we're standing next to you.
No, yeah.
It's too late.
Well, no, because like,
I guess
like where we are, if we move away.
No, they're coming closer to
us.
They're
just gonna look at us, bro. They're just gonna look as we leave.
Because we could stealth away.
They moved all the thralls to our area.
Damn, I was hoping it's long night. It's like they can't all have dark vision.
Dark vision is a dime a dozen. People are bored with dark vision in this piece.
Dang. Well.
Right, you have dark vision because you're Vakonic. That's fair.
And so, as Ivan goes to turn off the spirit goggles, and he goes to turn to you guys and be like, you know, as soon as he turns it off, they're like in front of you already.
Damn. Okay.
And they, and they all speak as one.
That's weird.
And then even the ones that are still in the back, you can hear their voices trail together across the mountain. Welcome home, my dear. Come with me. And then the thralls move to make kind of a pathway for you guys. You guys gonna follow it, or you guys got anything to say?
Zumar's gonna look over at Victorino and is like, he's not saying anything, but he's making a face like, are they talking to you? Well, what's up? What's up, Victorino?
I'm not from here.
I'm gonna ask, like, hey, who are you? Who are you? What are we doing? Who are we following?
All will be explained if you come to me, my child.
Are we gonna get attacked? Can you promise that? Can you pinky promise that we're not gonna get ambushed?
And then one of the thralls stick out a pinky.
And then I'll take that.
Nasty.
That's what happens when you're the emissary of a gang, baby. Political maneuvering. Ooh. Hey, do you promise not to attack our nation?
He broke the pinky promise.
Be punishable by death.
And then as you guys walk up, you're getting the enormity of this Titan, of this giant thing. That it's three stories tall, but you see that it's also sitting.
It's sitting. In the snow?
Yeah. It's sitting in the snow. Okay.
That's how I feel, all right? Ooh, okay.
And it is a simple man with a crown on top of his head that stands before you. He radiates power, his long black hair touching the nape of his neck, his clear jawbones. Beautiful man.
His clear jawbones.
I mean, like, there you can clearly see them.
Oh. I could clearly see it.
I got what you meant. It's a well-defined jaw.
Well-defined jaw. So the thing is, we have a
transparent.
Dare. So yeah. So I was just like, oh, is it a dare?
As in that he has like a coat on, he has a crown on. Mm-hmm. Like it's.
He's up there.
Yeah.
He's really making a fashion statement. Prominent.
And his red eyes bore over all of you.
No.
Welcome to my mountain. He speaks in a regal tone, well rehearsed.
Yep, you're practicing mirrors and stuff.
So is it just the Duke?
It's not the Duke.
It's not the Duke?
No.
Damn. Sorry, you said red eyes. I'm like, red eyes, black hair.
Duke didn't have red eyes.
Damn. Sorry, I was assuming all the family members. I feel like I was just... Can I see if it's like...
If it's familiar at all?
Yeah.
You don't know this man.
That's fair.
Ivan asks, your mountain? I thought this was just the mountain of love. How's it your mountain?
I have lived on these mountains for centuries.
Ooh, centuries.
So I think it is right to call it my mountain.
So, sidebar, out of character. So, what's our goal here? So, what are we going for?
Yeah, are we going full murder?
Yeah, like, our, just before, it's not looking too good for us right now. The thing is,
we're, like, vastly outnumbered.
We are so outnumbered. And the other thing is, like, do we want to get rid of this wizard? Yeah, I do. My vote is, like, this dude sucks. Look at that. No one needs a statue that big with pure Arcanite. Like, boo. But also I don't just a game plan.
I was gonna see if I was gonna, like, my next question was gonna be like, what's like the statue for? And then like go from there.
All right,
gleam any like weaknesses, because I'm assuming based off what happened to us earlier with the ice statues, that this giant one can also be manipulated as such.
Yeah. Thing is, I had a feeling they were constructs, but I didn't know how to check for constructs. I was like, dang.
Funny enough,
where's the lever?
Ruka would have really helped for that.
Dang. The dang. One time. Okay.
Anyways. So.
My thing is dying.
Sam? Anything on your agenda?
I feel like the only thing I would want to initially do was like get the villain monologue of like, hey, what's your purpose? And then we can go maybe talk it out, and then maybe from there it's like, oh well, we can't talk it out.
The only thing is, it's a wizard, so I don't know how well, like, they're already subjugating spirits, so
no,
like, how well is the talking thing gonna go?
No, I know. It was more like a we're talking, and then from me getting more information, because I don't know anything about this guy. To like use as an advantage, like, we have them talking to learn more about them, to learn their weaknesses potentially, like with just right with the statue is like, oh, I don't know anything about them, so I'm trying to use my observation skills, because we are vastly outnumbered.
Right.
Like on a one-on-one fight, he has like all the spirits subjugated in this small area.
Cause like, I also want to figure out how to like cut those bonds somehow, because that would reduce the numbers.
Mm-hmm. I was asking because I was like, oh man, we're going to enter the talking portion. And Zilmaris is like finger on the trigger right now.
Mm-hmm.
Also, since he's bonded to them like spirits, I was wondering if I could possibly use the void on the thralls to like cut them off from his bond. Should we start, you know, like fighting and stuff?
Also, I was going to ask a question. Since I'm technically a spirit...
Oh no! I meant like targeted.
No. I mean like specifically for the wizard.
Ooh, you're right.
Is that a factor that I should worry about?
I guess we're all technically spirits.
Yeah, but I'm like an elemental spirit. I was just wondering.
I wonder if we use the Arcanite against him and to cut the bonds that way, because the Arcanite, from what I remember from the past episode,
last week on the World of Atla.
It stops all magic, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if we... Ivan probably won't do this, because like his soul sword is like very different with how it works. But if we take a weapon and dip it into that cauldron, and then like it becomes a makeshift Arcanite weapon, and that way we can just... I'm not quite sure, but like we cut the bonds that way.
It absorbs magic, but I don't know if that would necessarily like break the bonds without, especially for using on the thralls, without like killing the thralls, because we don't know how much of like their magic he's using anyway.
It's funny, because I was also going to bring up, it's like, okay, so even if we kill this guy, does that still stop the thralls and like the constructs? Because considering the constructs, like I would assume, are made with a purpose, so even if the maker's dead, would it matter?
Because the thing is, the constructs, this is, we're falling way back, this is not Zeomaris information.
Season three, technically, of Sins of Our Father, there were constructs in the grove, and they were still moving long after, you know, people weren't there. So that's I would say that is in your favor of whatever you just said. Yes. Yes.
I guess what I was also thinking is that, like, knowing that, like, druidic bonds are, like, a two-way kind of contract, and, like, whatever wizards do is only one way, the wizard in question, assuming that's the man in front of us, he has the power to, like, just take everyone's magic that he's contracted to, and so if we can just, like, stop that somehow, we can stop his flow of magic, because he probably has, like, an enormous amount of mana.
What if we just pour the Arcanite on him?
That's funny. Crown for King. Derek? Yeah, he likes it. Look at him. It's funny because I was also going to bring up, I was like, what if just we're just like, you know, blood bonds with him and then, you know, kills Force him? Yeah.
It's a possibility.
I don't know. I don't know what the blood bond deal is.
You have to accept the blood bond.
Yeah.
The thing is, blood bond seems like kind of like you're making a thrall, but also, they have to accept the blood bond first.
Right.
Dang, I kind of wish we had more of a chance to, like, study how wizards subjugate things so we could then break it, but we can't, so it's really going to be trial and error on
that. What if we act like we're about to, like, we're like, I've never been into wizardry. Let's see what this is about.
And we try the trial that we have to...
No, not try the trial. I just want to know what your dealio is.
I do kind of want to try the trial.
I want to try the trial.
Yeah, kill a spirit.
I thought you were going to, like, ease me into it. I thought we were going to, like, do some light subjugation and then, you know.
Have brunch, you know.
Maybe step on one.
Talk some things out. I thought there was going to be a meeting agenda, of course.
You know, get some mimosas, talk about it, what our next steps are.
They always give you a booklet. What's it called?
A pamphlet?
Code of conduct whatever. All right, so we ask them what the deal is, try to bait them into villain monologuing. Got it.
And that's where we're going to end the chapter for today.